A beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I was thinking about you this weekend. I've had some trouble with this thing that I brought you today. Maybe you could tell by the way I looked that I wasn't feeling too good. I don't know whether this will work or not, but it's called a whirlpool. Have you ever heard of a whirlpool? Well, it's a pool of water, and the water whirls around. That's why it's called a whirlpool. Let's just take this out. I really got angry with the thing. Yeah. I have some water out here in the back. Let's just see if it does work. Can you always tell when people are angry? I mean, just by the way they walk or the way they move like that or the way their face looks. They're different ways, you know. I don't know whether this is enough water here or not, but this is what's supposed to happen. The water whirls around and around and around. Nice thing about doing it with your hand is that every time you put your hand in and make it go around, it works. Machines are different from people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see now. Plug this in. This is not the kind of thing that you buy in the store for your own sink. No. This is for a hospital or a place that... Hey, it is. Maybe it... Yeah, it goes on and off and on and off. Let me put a little more water in it and see if that'll make it go. Yeah, that helps. It's working. You see that motor pushes the water around and it whirls all around like this. The reason people use a thing like this is to make them feel good. Yeah. Chef Brockett's the kind of person who likes to go in a whirlpool bath. He's done that, I think, since he's a teenager. When you sit in the water and the water pushes you around like that, it just makes you feel better. Yeah. Well, glad it did work. Chef Brockett told me over the weekend that he was going to have a film made of his getting into a whirlpool bath. I haven't got that film, but let's call him and see if he's had it done. I'll feed you in a little bit, fish. Call him at the bakery. Buenos dias, Senora Shank. ¿Cómo está usted? Well, thank you. Fine.
Yeah, Chef Brockett had told me about a film that he was going to have made at a whirlpool. Do you know anything about it? She said she'd ask him. Oh, good, Mrs. Schenck. Thank you very much. All right, bye. She said, Chef Brockett's going to bring it over. So let's feed the fish and wait for Chef Brockett. It's one of those things, you know, that I thought would be great for you to be able to see Chef Brockett actually going into a whirlpool bath. Because I know that you like to be told just the way I do. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things, all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. Maybe that's Chef Brockett now. That's what why I tell you things. Because I know I like to be told. Hi, Chef Brockett.
How are you, Fred?
Good.
Here's something good for you.
Well, that's not the film.
No, here's the film.
Oh, good. Hey, that's a nice cupcake. Look at, do you see the top of that cupcake? Look at that. Looks just like the swirl.
Yeah.
In the whirlpool.
Well, we call it the swirl. That's what we call that kind of icing.
I see. Swirl. Come on in.
Oh, here's the film.
I told my friends about it, and I hope as we show it that you'll tell about it, will
you?
Okay. I'll put it on the picture.
Now, see, that's a swimming pool. That's where I swim. But right up beside the swimming pool is the whirlpool. Now I'm going to the whirlpool. It's like a great big round bathtub, and the water's swirling all around. You know, when I first started to do it, boy, I was afraid to get in there because I could see that water moving all around. And it's warm water. You know, it feels kind of strange at first. And you get in and you're a little bit afraid, but then all of a sudden, it feels good all over. I always put the hot water on me before I sit down in the whirlpool. Then it's easier to sit down.
Happy in that?
Oh, it feels wonderful. You know, once you get used to it, you have to try it little by little. Mm-hmm. But once you get used to it, it feels good.
Oh, children go in.
Yeah.
It too.
Oh, sure. Some of my friends are there. They like that. They go in slowly. Look, Josh, he just wants to put his foot in. They go in slowly, see?
Well, you put as much as you want in at
That's
first,
right.
I guess.
A little bit at a time. But then sometimes, once you get used to it, it's so much fun that you can just, you know, it's like playing in the water.
In a bathtub with water that moves around.
That's right. Or playing in the ocean.
Well, there it is, and I thank you for it.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Okay, put it here. How old were you when you started to go in?
Well, I was a teenager when I was 16. I was scared, but the more I did it, the better I felt getting in there.
I see.
It always makes me feel good now.
Excuse me. Telephone. Hello? Oh, it's Mrs. Schenck for you.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Schenck. Yeah, he liked it. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll be right there. Thank you. Bye, dear.
I have to get back. I'm busy at the bakery.
You were right. I liked it so much, I wondered if I could keep it so we could show it again.
Okay. I'll see you. Yeah.
Thanks for the swirling cupcake.
Oh, I hope you enjoy that, too.
Whirlpool film. Bye, Bye Chef Brockett. I was glad to be told that, too. Yeah. Lady Elaine Fairchild. Just think about her today. And let's pretend that this is the day that she comes back from the planet Jupiter, okay? And we'll find out what it is that she really discovered, maybe. Now let's start out with King Friday and Handyman Negri. They could be preparing something special for her return to the neighborhood of make-believe. Here's the trolley. Yes. I'm a generous king trolley. I might let Lady Elaine keep this for a whole week.
Oh, you certainly are generous, King Friday.
It's a wonderful wedding present, don't you think?
A waterfall for a wedding.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, I think I'll take this last part over to the museum. I imagine that Plumber Horn is ready for it now, sir.
Yes. You'll report to me when you finally have it working over there.
Certainly will, sir. Very well.
Thank you.
Here goes. There it is, sir.
Well, look what's left there, a hole.
Well, we'll have that fixed up for you right away, King Friday.
Thank you.
Bye, Andy. Sir.
Farewell.
Oh, Plumber Horn.
Hi.
Here's the last part.
Good, it goes right back over here.
Okay.
Ah, boy, got all the hoses hooked up here.
Disconnect it right here, Plumber Horn?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Ah, there. It looks funny to see the waterfall over at the museum, doesn't it?
All in a day's work. Yeah, that should just about do it.
Well, let's try it, huh?
You turn it on.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We forgot something.
Shall I turn it off?
Yeah, turn it off.
Okay. What did we forget?
Mm-hmm. 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 Water. We've got the falls, but no water.
Of course. You need water for a waterfall.
That's thinking. Do you know where we can get some?
I sure do. I'll be back in a jiffy. Now, you hold on a minute, all right?
All right. Sure, I'll wait right here.
Neighborhood of make-believe. Calling the neighborhood of make-believe.
What?
Come in.
What?
Neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, I'm here, but what do you want me to do?
Isn't anybody listening? Come in, please. Neighborhood of make-believe. Come in, please. Calling NLM. Calling NLM.
Are you in there?
If there's anybody at the museum, pick up the microphone and talk to me.
Microphone?
I'm preparing for a re-entry and I want to check conditions. Is anybody listening?
Microphone. Yes, I am here.
Who are you?
Your friendly plumber.
That's all I need. A plumber for my re-entry.
Wait a minute. Here comes Handyman Negri with the water.
Put him on. Yeah.
There's a lady that wants to speak to you. She's in this box.
Oh, she's not in the box. She's on her spaceship, and she's coming back from Jupiter.
Sure she is.
Andy!
Lady Elaine!
What's a plumber doing at my museum?
Oh, he's fixing something for a wedding present.
Who's getting married?
Oh, you know who.
Well, I don't care. I'm getting ready for a splashdown, and I want you to have a pan of water there so I can splash my leaf mat into it.
Okay, Lady Elaine, we'll have it ready for you. How soon will you be coming in?
In several minutes, I figure.
Okay.
Over and out.
Over and out.
And shall I pour it?
Oh, just a minute. I'll give you a hand.
I would appreciate it. Water's heavy, you know.
Yes, it is.
I've been working with water a long time. It doesn't get any lighter.
All right.
Watch it. I don't want to splash you here. Here we are. All right. Want to plug in the pump there?
Yeah. All right. I got the pump turned on.
All right. Let's see if it's working.
Nice job, Plumber Horn. Nice job.
Nice job with you, Handyman Negri.
Well, shall we go over and tell King Friday?
I think you'll like this.
All right. You have your toolbox.
Right out here.
Okay, fine. Yeah, there it is. Okay, shall we go?
Sure.
Handyman and plumber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Your report?
Water pump installed and functioning, Your Majesty.
What about the waterfall?
Oh, it's also working.
Excellent.
And King Friday, sire, Lady Elaine reported that she'll be coming in several minutes, sire.
Oh, what a surprise she's going to have.
Yes, sire. I have to get some more water for her landing.
And I have to get back to reality.
You are both excused with royal thanks.
Thank you,
Thank
sire.
Thank
you, King. Goodbye, Mr. Horn.
Bye now.
Not to have it here. Yes. Oh, Lady Aberlin, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Are you ready for Lady Elaine?
Are you?
Her wedding waterfall is already installed. I wonder what her man will look like.
She never said she was getting married.
Oh, you just want to let her tell the surprise herself.
Oh, well, you'll see. I'll go over there and keep a lookout for her.
Negri and I will come in a few minutes.
Oh, it's such a beautiful cake.
I like all the decorations. I think it's the prettiest wedding cake I've ever made, and it's because you helped me.
Oh, thank you. It was fun working with you, Chef Brockett.
I'm going to put it up here, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Bill, Elsie Jean.
Oh, hi, Lady Abel. How do you like the way the waterfall looks over here?
Oh, it's all right, I guess, but it's supposed to be a wedding present.
Well, so is the cake.
But Lady Elaine didn't say anything about a wedding.
Well, we'll just have to ask Lady Elaine, that's all.
Neighborhood of make-believe. Neighborhood of make-believe, can you hear me?
How do you talk to her?
Oh, just get that microphone by the squawk box and talk to her through that.
We're here, Lady Elaine.
Is that you, Chef Brockett?
It surely is. All your friends are waiting here.
Well, I have some wonderful news to tell you.
Oh, yes, some good things for you, too. You'll see.
Do you have my water for splashdown?
Just a minute. Is that the water for the splashdown?
Yes, it is, Chef Brockett.
Yeah, it's here. Everything's ready, Lady Elaine.
Well, good. I should be splashing down in 13 seconds. Now, don't count out loud.
Okay.
Uncle Friday, Lady Elaine will be splashing down in 13 seconds.
13, naturally.
Get the water ready. Here I come.
Oh, welcome, Lady Elaine. Oh, we are so proud of you, Lady Elaine. We're proud of you. You're as proud as we are. Proud of you, we're proud of you. We hope that you are proud of you too. Oh, Lady Elaine, what was it like? What was it like?
Did you get scared in a strange place like that all by yourself?
Did you miss me? Did you have enough food and everything?
Get this thing off my head.
Didn't it feel funny to be in a strange place all by yourself?
Here you are back in Earth's atmosphere.
I want to ask her.
Neighbor to make believe.
Help her off with that.
We missed you, Lady Elaine. We really did. It's so exciting you went all that way.
Did you walk there like you do every place else?
Oh, boy.
Welcome.
Silence, everyone. Silence. Where's my statue?
Well, I left it on Jupiter. Everybody thought it was pretty cool.
Well, I thought it was handsome. Where's your husband, Fairchild?
My what?
Your husband.
The man you're going to marry.
Here's your wedding present. You may keep it for a whole week, my waterfall.
The waterfall?
And here's a cake. The platypus is in line. Made it for you.
Meow, 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 in the wedding, meow, meow.
Congratulations, Lady Elaine. Where is he?
Friends, I think I'm going through some kind of shock here. I'm really tired.
You weren't planning a wedding, were you, Lady Elaine?
Of course not. But I am planning to tell you about my wonderful discovery out in space.
You mean it does not have anything to do with getting married?
Not at all. I'll tell you all about it on Tuesday.
Oh, not until tomorrow?
If there's no wedding, there's no waterfall. Take it back to the castle, Negri.
Already?
Of course. No wedding present without a wedding.
Well, how about if we let this be a welcome cake, then, instead of a wedding cake, huh?
Oh, that's a lovely idea. Welcome, Lady Elaine.
Welcome. Meow, 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 thought, meow, 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 be a wedding.
Well, it's just not true, Henrietta. We'll just have to wait and see what the surprise really is.
Come on, everybody, let's have some welcome cake.
Some welcome cake.
Oh, so sure. Come on, handyman, you come back to the castle.
Tell me about the oxygen.
You said everyone thought it was cool.
Were you able to breathe all right?
Henrietta likes romantic things, like weddings. Sure. She just thought, if it's wonderful news, Lady Elaine must be having a wedding. So, of course, that rumor got started, and even Chef Brockett brought a big wedding cake. But he was able to change it into a welcome home cake. What do you suppose Lady Elaine Fairchild's discovery was? What do you think she found that was so very special as she was out in outer space flying around with her leaf mat discovering things? You could make up your own stories about those people and those puppets in the neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who has come to our real neighborhood. Oh, it's Mrs. Neal. Elsie, how are you? Come in. I'm glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too, Fred. I was on my way to the shop, and I thought I'd just run by for a minute and tell you some disappointing news.
Disappointing news? What's the matter?
Well, we've lost the pot. The potter was preparing all of his things, and he misplaced our pot among his many pots that he's going to fire.
Oh, do you remember the pot that Mrs. Neal and I made together? You know, she used the rolling pin, and then I helped her build it around. So you took it to the man to be baked, and he misplaced it.
Yes.
That is disappointing. Gee, but we'll make another someday.
Well, I'm happy you feel that way about it.
What's this that you have?
Well, I wanted to show you this multimedia painting that we're going to hang in the shop. I hope somebody will come by and probably buy it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Multimedia, you say. What's that mean?
Well, multi, you know, means many.
Yeah.
And the media is the many things that you're going to put in it. And this is a painting of many things.
We have
watercolor in it, and we have some glue in it.
Oh, yeah, glue right up on top here.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, that's nice.
I hate to interrupt you, but I have to go. And maybe one day you can come by the shop, and we can work on one of these together.
I'd like that. Thanks, Elsie. Sorry about the pot, but as I say, we'll do other things together.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Mrs. Neal is an artist. Yeah. Just like Chef Brockett's an artist. Mrs. Neal makes paintings and pottery. Chef Brockett makes good things to eat. And you know, the two of them are kind of like the way I am, because they both care about children, too. Yeah. That's why Chef Brockett made that film about getting in the whirlpool, told us about it,
Sure.
Important talk today. Just looking at this, it's a purple plate, a purple platter. Take that home for dinner. I like being with you. It always gives me a good feeling to know that that you and I can talk things out together and do things together. Maybe you could make a multimedia drawing with crayons and paint and even a little glue on the top. Maybe something of the neighborhood of make-believe. I'd be interested to know what you'd do. Sure. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, if you make such a painting or drawing or gluing of the neighborhood of make-believe, yours will be different from anybody else's in the whole world. Sure, because you thought it up. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Sure, we're friends today, we were friends yesterday, and we'll be friends tomorrow. I like you just the way you are. I want to take my purple plate and eat my whirling cupcake. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.